Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lynn McLaughlin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Brock trying to get to home. Cardenal throws the ball into Mitterwald who tags Brock, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a fly ball towards center. Mumphrey catches it and throws to second to double up Cardenal. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crawford moves to second. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into left field. Brock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Trillo moves to second. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to third. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McLaughlin hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mumphrey is 0-1 in the game. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Mumphrey. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Mumphrey steals second. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Templeton is 0-1 in the game. Templeton strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Mumphrey trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Renko hits a line drive towards the mound. McLaughlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Monday is 0-1 in the game. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Simmons is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hernandez is 0-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Crawford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kessinger is 0-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cruz is 0-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cardinal is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wallace is 0-1 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Crawford chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Kessinger. Kessinger fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Kessinger. Cardinal scores. Wallace moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McLaughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mumphrey strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Templeton is 0-for-2 in the game. Templeton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Templeton. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Renko is 0-for-1 in the game. Renko hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock strikes out. Mitterwald drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brock out. 1 out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cardinal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wallace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardinal moves to third. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales is walked intentionally. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardinal tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crawford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fairley strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mumphrey hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Wallace now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitterwald. The throw from Simmons to Templeton and they have Mitterwald trapped. There's the throw over to Kessinger, covering first, who applies the tag for the out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Tyrone pinch hits for Steve Renko. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Templeton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales who is chasing the ball. Hernandez reaches third base with a triple. Templeton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crawford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard pinch runs for Willie Crawford. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Chant now playing right field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Chant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenal moves to second. Tom Walker now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Wallace moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wallace scores. Morales moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Manny Trillo. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 3 in the game. Sparing hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Rob Sparing now playing second base. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz strikes out. One out. John Tamargo pinch hits for Tom Walker. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.